here's the deal. So we are picking it up. He's died on the cross. They've laid him in the grave. But, of course, he's not in either place. He's now in Hades. He's preaching this sermon to, according to what the word has said, he's now going, he's setting the captives free. But what I want you to think about is who he's preaching to. So 353 prophecies, which means all the prophets are in the room. He's on a mission. He's got a 4,000-year-old promise. Imagine what Eve saw him walk into that dark place, and she had thought of her failure for millenniums. Everyone recognizes her and Adam. They're the cause of every single death in the place. Now, a synagogue, a Jewish synagogue, isn't like a church. It's not a sermon, it's a discussion. The room is filled with the prophets who declared 353 prophecies that Jesus fulfilled. So the sermon isn't Jesus so much as them. John the Baptist, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, that's him. Adam and Eve, we walked with him in the garden. Moses, he was the one that made my face shine. Shadrach is the one who walked with us in the fire. David would remember his vision. They pierced my hands and feet. I can count on my bones. They look and stare at me. That's what I saw. Isaiah would say, surely he has borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, and by his stripes we are healed. That's the guy. Jeremiah would say the Messiah would be born of a virgin, a descendant of David, both God and man, and would make a new covenant. And Jonah would talk of Jesus being dead for 3 days and coming back to life to preach repentance. So 353 prophecies all fulfilled. It's a three-day-long sermon so that millions who have longed to worship Jesus can finally do it. But eventually it has to end, because Jesus actually still has a job to do. It's only finished on the earth until he dies. He's now the real high priest. Listen to what Ephesians 4 says. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. What's that all about? Well, it's now Feast of First Fruits, 3 days later. Every family brings a portion of their harvest to the priest. It was forbidden to eat from the crop until the portion had been offered. So the priests have all got up early. They've gone into the fields to offer this wave offering. They hold up sheaves of barley and wave them towards heaven to thank God for his provision that'll come this year. Here's Matthew 27 again. The earth shook, the rocks split, and the tombs broke open. The bodies of many holy people, the saints, who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs after Jesus' resurrection, went into the holy city, and appeared to many people. These saints of old are the first harvest, the very first harvest. Mm-hmm. They've been waiting for this moment when they could walk with God in their purpose. When Jesus stepped out of the gravestones on the Mount of Olives began to shake as dead men walked around Jerusalem on their way to heaven with Jesus. It was a memorable moment, I'm guessing. We'll go out into the field with them next.